What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome. It is the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch, and yeah, that feels good. It is 9:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. President Trump meeting with the Syrian leader, getting him to try to get him to sign the Abraham Accords. This is big. We will dig into that in just a little bit. But first, we've got our Florida Ag Commissioner here, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing well.
Got the big farm bill. Is this thing all tightened up, ready to go? Just needs to be signed?
That's exactly right. We went to Miami last week with the governor to celebrate part of that bill in South Florida, which is where we're banning fluoride and other chemicals from being put into our water. We made it very clear in the bill that, you know, water should hydrate, not medicate. And so that, yeah, that's part of that bill. And we highlighted that last week. The governor committed to signing. I believe we're going to get it signed later this week.
Well, that's fantastic. I understand locally that GRU, our utility company that provides a lot of people with drinking water, is maybe balking at it or not so quick to want to remove the fluoride. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, but it doesn't surprise me that the People's Republic of Alachua County would not want to follow state law, but they won't have a choice when this bill gets put into effect. And by the way, all of the scare tactics, there's so much evidence that's mounted against, you know, people. First of all, parents should decide if they want their children to have fluoride in their water or any other chemical in their water. Adults should be able to decide for themselves. I mean, clearly there have been many studies from the University of Florida, by the way, that some of the associate professors there have worked on, showing that it is a real detriment to our society. And, you know, you hear all these claims of, oh, my God, we have to take care of people that they can't take care of themselves. The reality is right now today, this is what debunks that argument. If you did not just believe that government should not be able to medicate you, by the way, next would be Ozempic. But, you know, they'll put Ozempic in our water because they know better for us. But the reality is that half of our population is not on fluoride today, more than half. And so when they say, oh, my God, cavities and doctor visits and dentists and things like this, those statistics and numbers just do not prove out true. The half of the population, and by the way, I'm the half, I'm part of the half. I've lived on well water my entire life because I live in a rural area. But again, the vast majority of, more than half of our population are on wells. And even today, it's at least half. So the argument is that where they can control us, right? Where you have a government saying, hey, I know better than you, we're going to put it in your water, even if the results are not even different as their argument makes. But the reality is, in the state of Florida, we believe in the people's ability to control what medicines they take. We do not believe that local governments should have the ability to put medicine or chemicals in your water. And so this bill makes it very clear they cannot do that. And I suspect if anybody decides to circumvent that or not deal with the state law, there would be severe repercussions, not only budgetary-wise, but even perhaps civilly.
You're working always diligently on protecting Florida ag lands. How's that progressing?
You know, it's going very good, Bob. I always appreciate when you talk about this. A few weeks ago, I was honored the IOTR, International Organization of Theodore Roosevelt, gave me a Conservationist of the Year award. You know, when I took office 2 years ago, we had 60,000 acres that was secured under our Rural and Family Lands Act, which is where we buy development rights. Today, we have well over 200,000 acres. That's something I'm very proud of. It goes hand in hand with the Wildlife Corridor, one of my major accomplishments as Senate President, to get that defined. And so we're very proud of where we are in the state of Florida. And the Farm Bill continues to help us as part of that, as part of the recovery after a natural disaster, to help farmers have resources to replant trees in this case. But we also have the loan program in there for equipment and buildings and things that may be damaged. And so we're very proud of our accomplishments from a conservation as a state of Florida. Anytime, you know, the program's been around for 25 years now. The first 20 years we did 60,000 acres. And since then, we've done nearly 180,000 acres in my first 2 years. And we're hoping to at least do that much more in the next 2 years. So very proud of those accomplishments. And clearly that's going to preserve not only Florida agriculture, but it's going to preserve our way of life, you know, for our grandkids and grandkids.
And something that I really am not familiar with, can you explain this protecting farmers and this ESG lending? What is that all about?
Right. Well, some banks and most of our big banks still use ESG lending practices to determine whether or not they're going to give a loan to farmers. And it's not just farmers, but I'm the Commissioner of Agriculture. So what we did about a year ago is we wrote letters, me and 12 others, of the Commissioner of Agriculture around the country, wrote to the six largest banks and saying, you cannot use, we're going to start subpoenaing your records. We want to know what you're doing. And so some of them at that time said, oh, yeah, we're not going to do this any longer. And then when we get data, and not only data, but their manuals about what they're really doing, they're still applying those ESG standards to agriculture. So we're going to ban it this year in the Farm Bill. You know, there's no dealing with this. So we're going to ban them from that practice, which should allow our smaller farmers, by the way, now all farmers, but in particular our smaller farmers who cannot overcome their ESG policies, their net zero 2035, net zero 2050. They believe that a lot of agriculture has to go away to accomplish that. And the reality is we're going to have 20 billion more people on the planet. So we're going to ban that lending practice here with severe fines if we find that going on in the state of Florida, so that our farmers can be well capitalized and be able to get capital the way they, you know, the way they would need it to have their operation. And again, that's going to more positively affect small farmers. Those larger farmers obviously have access to many other avenues. But that's our goal there of banning the ESG lending practices.
And I know you like to talk about the up-and-comers, the younger folks that you help to educate. I mean, you've got a great track record on Future Farmers of America. Tell us the story.
We're so proud of that, Bob. So in the FFA, 3 years, again, when I was Senate President, we did a grant program that we said, we're going to do this for 3 years. And at that time, in our middle and high schools, we had 30,000 FFA students enrolled in FFA, Future Farmers of America. And we thought, well, maybe there's a lot of families that want to participate but can't afford it. So if we do a grant program to pay for the enrollment into the FFA, that maybe that will have the kind of effect on it that we're looking for. And what we've accomplished in 3 years, we went from 30,000 to now over 60,000 students. And this is something that parents are saying, hey, I want my children to be a part of this organization. I want them to go out and see real farms, study agriculture. I want them to be a part of that backbone and spine. So it's a way that we're not even mandating. You know, we're not putting a mandate from Tallahassee down on educational system. But we're saying, hey, we're going to help you get into these programs because we think it's that important to the state. And there's been several significant things with that group in the last few years. Number one, that grant program. We're making that permanent in this farm bill this year, so we're very proud of that portion of it. Number two, last year we had to say that any children that are any students that are participating in an FFA or 4-H event gets an excused absence from school when they're going to a sanctioned event. Because a lot of school boards would say, well, we don't care. We're not going to give you an excused absence. So kids couldn't go anyway. So we did that. We got rid of that roadblock last year. And this year in the farm bill, we've also included that school systems are using zoning law saying, oh, we cannot build agricultural facilities at your school so that you can participate in these programs because our zoning is incorrect. So this year, we're actually in the farm bill saying, no, that does not count on an educational facility. You can build agricultural barns and facilities there to facilitate your local youth and FFA and 4-H program. So it's really the trifecta to get local school systems and government out of the way of training our children, right, and allowing them to participate in these programs. And we did it. That, I believe that's the proper approach. The other approach would have been to try to mandate it, you know, agriculture in the school, which is always a first instinct. But I believe this is a much more effective way of doing it. We are not putting any additional mandates on schools. We're just saying you have to get out of the way. You have to allow facilities. You have to allow excused absences. And we're giving the parents the tools to enroll their children in these programs.
Covering the bases. I love it. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thanks again for being on the show. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
You bet. All right. Ag, hugely important to our economy here in the Sunshine State. Fresh from Florida.
And we like to eat. That is that.
And we like to eat fresh from Florida.
Hey, the campaign has worked on Bob. We love it.
It is 9:16, coming up in about 30 minutes. Things that make you smile, more headlines, and Trump urging the Syrian president to sign the Abraham Accords. Details on that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Another day in paradise shaping up. You got to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. You can download it. Just click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of this fine, awesome show. Trump is the awesome one. He's crushing it. It's sad that his detractors are just, they're missing out on these literally world-changing events. I mean, just a couple of things that, you know, he's been able to get done would be huge. But he just keeps on rolling. President Trump urged Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa to sign the Abraham Accords in a previously unplanned meeting on Wednesday, just one day after lifting all sanctions on the Middle Eastern country. The two leaders met on the sidelines of a Gulf Cooperation Council gathering in Riyadh, with the Turkish President Erdogan there actually phoning in, into the conversation. And I think Trump was hitting him up for some Turkish taffy. That's what I would do. I mean, right? If you're the Turkish president.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is, right?
Oh,
Turkish
taffy?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Salt taffy? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt water taffy, some people call
it. That's it. That's it.
Syria currently doesn't recognize Israel's statehood. I explained some of this earlier. Others have signed off on the Abraham Accord, which says you agree that Israel has the right to exist as their own sovereign state. So this would be big, all right? And it's just one of Trump's requests to Syria in an effort to normalize relations. Trump also told the Syrian leader to make all foreign terrorists leave Syria, deport Palestinian terrorists, help the U.S. prevent the rise of ISIS, and take responsibility for the ISIS detention centers in northeast Syria, per the White House. All right. So his decision to lift the sanctions on Syria actually led to a standing ovation from Saudi leaders.
Wow.
And businessmen. Look, this was an investment forum. You have this war-torn country of Syria. The potential there for all kinds of financial things to occur, opportunities for their citizens, etc., all of that is, I mean, there's nowhere to go but up from here, and they're excited about it. When you remove the sanctions, they'll have a chance to develop, you know, into a reasonably wealthy country. There's no reason why they couldn't. I felt very strongly that this would give them a chance, Trump said at the meeting on Wednesday. Gives them a good, strong chance. It was an honor to do so. We are currently exploring normalizing with Syria's new government. Again, it doesn't, you know, sound like a big deal. Oh, Syria, yeah, it's over there. No, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody has really diplomatically reached out to Syria for
a long time.
Yes, it's been decades. And this is important. And the president knows it is, and he's getting people to work together.
Wait, but you got a last president who didn't even talk to Putin while they were at war. I mean, talk about lack of interest in world affairs and world peace, and that does affect us.
Look, maybe if you're in a position where Ukraine represents a giant laundromat, if you get the relationship between Putin and Zelensky, to get on better footing and you eliminate, war. Then all of a sudden, where are you going to get your freshly pressed shirts? Huh? The laundromat's closed.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
Did you listen how Biden was able to get through that entire story, tell it in a fairly concise way, remembered Poroshenko and other names? Wow, what a startling difference from, you know, what he became just a couple of years later. And what that was about, basically, he got the state prosecutor fired. The state prosecutor, in this case, was one of the good guys. And he was looking into shenanigans that were taking place at the oil company that Hunter held a $80,000 a month seat on, something crazy like that. It was a huge amount of money. And but Biden was bragging about it. He didn't know that at some point all the pieces might come together.
Right.
But it is very, it's interesting on a couple of different levels there. Yeah, the old laundromat. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines coming. 97.3, The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. President Trump, just tearing it up, baby. Just cutting loose in the Middle East. Man, he is a force. Really, he is a force. Things are changing for the better so quickly. Doesn't mean there's not going to be speed bumps on the way and things are going to get in the way, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I hope you are too. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Hannah Doogie Dugan. She's facing several years in jail. Apparently, she thinks she's above the law. Yeah, she's accused of obstructing a U.S. agency and concealing Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal migrant, in order to prevent his arrest. She's a judge. Anybody that knows, you know, you can't do that. Apparently, she didn't get that memo, or they didn't talk about it in law school, or...
She was sick that day,
when
Bob.
She passed the bar.
Yeah.
Or when she became a judge.
Well... Okay, so there was no excuse.
I mean, what if people went the other way? She rules, hey, you know, we're going to hold this guy, and, you know, the DA or whatever, or the defense attorney goes... Oh, the heck we are, and just starts running with the guy out of the building.
Well, you know, is there
be the same thing?
It's the same thing.
I really feel strongly about this. Well, the law does not agree with the strength of your feelings, right?
Oh, it's that whole making decisions on feelings, not facts.
During an interview with ABC News on Tuesday, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka stated that he didn't go to an ICE facility in his city to get arrested. He didn't go there to get arrested. Oh. That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
But this is a moral moment. It's a moral moment.
Okay.
It's like Jim Crow when leaders from all faiths, elected officials, community activists decided to put themselves in harm's way to get rid of a system that was dangerous, that was unequal, that treated people inhumanely. Well, if you're talking about people of color, yeah, they didn't really have a choice. They were brought here.
Right.
That's a little different than hopping a couple of fences, hiding in the, you know, sagebrush and, you know, working your way in and, you know, maybe carrying some drugs with you or smuggling some human beings in.
I see a big difference there, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Host Kira Phillips asked, Democrats are clearly desperate for their elected officials to stand up to Trump. Is getting arrested the right way to do this? Just showing up every day like this? Is this the right way to go? The mayor, Baraka, responded, well, I'll tell you what. We're in a moral moment. Moral moment. It doesn't sound moral to me when gangs of illegal immigrants have robbed, beaten, raped, and murdered people. I'm not sure where that stands morally. In fact, I don't think it is moral. So again, they try to take this moral high ground, but it's a joke. He said, I'm going to reiterate this, that I didn't go there to get arrested. I went there to be part of a press conference. I want to say that over and over again, because people keep saying that I went there to get arrested, which is not true. But this is a moral moment. Let me ask you this. Is this a moral moment? I'm being facetious. I mean, you've already said it like 8 times.
Yeah.
All right. So
we get the point.
This is a guy who was at the, you know, ICE facility. And they clearly were not just protesting. They weren't carrying signs. They created a riot. So, yeah, he got arrested. But you watch how the lefty media treats this. As more and more, as judge gets indicted and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all legal warfare. That's what they'll say. But, of course, they had a complete blind eye to Trump. They'll tell you, oh, 34 felonies found guilty.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when these people, oh, well, this is moral. Moral, really? Huh. Okay. That's a very interesting term to use.
Well, it sounds so, you know, how do you...
It sounds good, yeah.
How do you argue with that? Morality.
I want to do something that's immoral.
Exactly.
Oh, CNN Jake Tapper, he's at it again. He's got a book, and he's got to sell that book.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently part of selling that book is to say that he wasn't part of the Biden cover-up. He wasn't a party to that, which,
right,
of course, he was. So it's kind of becoming kind of a joke, mm-hmm, if you will. Yeah. Pretending to be a crusading reporter, pointing the finger at everyone else. How did you let this happen? By the way, and it's going to be part of my promo, I'm done talking about Biden. What do I need to talk to you about Biden for? He is never going to be running for any office. His cognitive abilities have suffered even more since his presidential term ended. He's not a factor really politically at all. I don't have the time to go back and waste time rehashing what I told you in real time was going on. I told you in real time the guy was having some serious cognitive issues. We talked about it a lot. So I just find it kind of, well, a combination of, it's interesting that they want to keep digging this up. Like the lefties are, they all want to pretend like they weren't a part of it. But we know they were. And so I guess I'm sort of fatigued by it. Like, this is such old news for us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We dealt with that every day. And we're the people that, you know, don't see Biden all the time.
Yeah.
There were people around him who saw him all the time, and yet they kept up this cover-up, this fake facade.
Yeah.
An eminence front.
Well, you had a fake Oval Office, you know, for him to do things in, so.
Yeah, you know what?
Just kind of fitting, wasn't it, you know?
I almost forgot about that. Yeah.
An
exact replica.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like, they got the real thing right there. Just, you know, get him over there.
Yeah, but this way, everything, they can retake, you know, edit.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're live in front of a bunch of people like the media,
yeah,
then it might become more obvious. Representative Buddy Carter out of Georgia, Republican, introduced a bill that would strip three Democrats of their House committee assignments over their involvement in that riot at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center. So Carter's running for U.S. Senate in Georgia, and he introduced the resolution. He said, hey, these people, they shouldn't be sitting on committees. Bonnie Watson Coleman, a Democrat out of New Jersey. LaMonica McIver, Democrat out of New Jersey. Robert Menendez, Democrat out of New Jersey. He said they should be taken off their assignments after they stormed and allegedly trespassed at the Delaney Hall ICE detention facility. He said the radical left has lost their minds. They would rather raid an ICE facility to defend criminal illegal immigrants than represent their own constituents. I mean, that nails it right there.
Yep.
Because it's true. Oh, and by the way, ICE has been very, very busy. And in just this one case, they've arrested almost 200 criminal illegal aliens across Nashville, Tennessee, thanks in part to the agency's agreements with local law enforcement. Among the 196 illegal aliens arrested by ICE during that Nashville operation, 95 were convicted criminals, and those with pending charges against them, including an MS-13 gang member, wanted in his native El Salvador for murder. But yet, you've had people up in that area, in Nashville. Was it the mayor that was trying to protect?
Yep.
And said, you'll run everything through my office? What was it,
right,
the Office of the Americas?
New citizens or something like
that. Yeah,
New Americans.
New Americans or something. It was ridiculous.
Right. But he's a whack job. He really is.
And thank goodness that local law enforcement did not listen to him, and they were able to work in tandem with ICE and get the job done. Oh, by the way, did I mention 31 of those that are arrested out of the 200 had previously been deported from the U.S.? Hello? Yeah. Department of Homeland Security, in a news release, slammed the Nashville mayor, Freddie O'Connell, for supporting sanctuary city policies that shield even the most violent criminal illegal aliens from federal immigration enforcement. How do you make sense with that? The people that live there locally, they're like, oh, we're so glad you try to protect the illegals. You know, we feel safer in our neighborhoods. Or would you feel less safe? Of course. You'd feel less safe because you'd be less safe. You would think all public officials would unite around DHS bringing violent criminal illegal aliens to justice and removing them from American communities. That was the Assistant Secretary at DHS, Trisha McLaughlin, said in a statement. However, pro-open borders politicians like Mayor O'Connell would rather protect illegal aliens than American citizens. You spot a pattern here?
Yeah.
Yeah. You spot a pattern because it is a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
On and on, the Democrat Party has been doing this. Flying to El Salvador?
Oh, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
For an MS-13 gang member who's not a citizen. Meanwhile, what, all the problems in Maryland have gone away? They don't have any crime? They don't have any other issues?
Right.
I mean, they've made it so blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if the Democrats really, if they win any seats in the midterms, something is amiss because it's painfully obvious. They have nothing. They don't have any plan that actually resonates with normal Americans.
Yeah.
It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show on podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Coming up next, things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, happy, non-political thoughts. You can do it. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now for things that make you smile, 877-975-9825. Oh, another day in paradise. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Oh, what's making me smile, Greg?
Yes.
Fresh barbecue done just right.
Ooh, that'd make anybody smile.
And,
oh, yeah.
Not being selfish, everyone's invited. I'll be at the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. Mm-hmm. It's this Saturday, 11 to 4. And these folks are from Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. I have sampled, and maybe just a little more than sampled.
Sampled.
Some of their...
A large play, Bob. That is not... No, that's not a sample.
Their barbecue is...
I've seen you eat barbecue.
Delicious. Yes. It really is. And so including a whole hog and sides. I mean, just to look at the creation, honestly, it is so well done. That's why they win competitions, but... Really, it's the taste, and it's awesome. Live music from Brantford Highway. Games and prizes, fun for the whole family. And you know what? All the proceeds raised benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville.
That's cool.
Gainesville Harley-Davidson, good time, good cause. I will be out there Saturday, and the festivities go on from 11 till 4.
Well, since there is food, I'm sure the Greg Cassidy Schmooze Tour may have to come by
Wouldn't be
your little appearance there and
The barbecue.
And I'll use your example and your ratio of what's considered sampling, if they'll let me. So, see what I can do. It's kind of funny because my smile actually is not necessarily strictly about food, but it's about my coffee. So I'm fortunate that I don't live all that far from the radio station. And even though I felt like I was having one of those mornings where I was a little off before the show and ran a little late, for whatever reason, it seemed like I got caught up, which is good because I realized when I got here, I had left my coffee at home. And you know, I'm very picky about my coffee. It helps get me through the Bob Rose show, you know. And I've got that ratio of coffee and cream and sugar. And it's like, you know, what do you do? So luckily, I had time to carve out a little niche of time before the show and ran home, got my coffee, and Barrett, the wiener dog, did not wake everybody up. He probably knew it was
that's
me.
That's pretty good.
I know, because usually he's like, oh, somebody's near the house. I think he probably knew I forgot my coffee because he could still smell it.
You know what? There might be something to that. And also, the dogs are usually pretty good about the sound of your car. They recognize it.
Yep. But sometimes, because he's excited that it's one of us, he starts barking and wagging his tail. He's like, ooh, they're home to see me now because, you know, they were gone for 8 minutes.
But this time, he was just snoozing away.
Yes, he was.
He heard your car and hit the snooze button. He goes, I'll deal with him later. Now, that's...
So I got my coffee and made it through the show.
I know. I never had coffee until I was like 31 years old.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because really? I sampled my dad's Sanka.
Oh, that's like...
And all he put in it was a little bit of milk. He didn't even put sugar in it.
Well, so I'm surprised it wasn't saccharin to make it really bad.
So I'm the little kid going, Daddy, you know, give me some. He goes, yeah, sure, here you go.
No.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah. Wow.
Cured me.
Uh-huh.
For...
decades.
A long time, anyway. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Coming up next, can you smell it? It's the Smoking Gun, and it's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So NBC News, to be helpful to, you know, us consumers, have all of a sudden decided it would be a great public service if it can offer, you know, a grocery tracking kind of a thing for you. So they'll track grocery prices for you. Isn't that nice? They never thought of using that apparently during the Biden inflationary years, but now they want to make sure that, well, Trump made promises about bringing food costs down, and they're going to hold him accountable. By the way, it does not track gas prices. Isn't that interesting? Does anybody believe it'll be updated monthly if prices actually go down? Kind of doubt it. So that makes it the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.